Laura Saito of East Alton worked in bars and restaurants all of her adult life. She smoked on and off until earlier this month. Saito, a 49-year-old stay-at-home grandmother, now has a chronic lung disease, and she says she's in favor of anything that could keep young people from smoking. So if a measure that passed the Senate last month were to become law, she says...
That would be the best thing ever. You still are in your teen years when you're 18 years old making silly decisions, and just to make it harder for that would be so great.
According to the American Lung Association, it is estimated that boosting the tobacco purchase age those 3 years would result in a 25% drop in smoking rates among teens 14 to 17. Kathy Dre is with the association's Illinois chapter.
The idea behind this bill is to take the supplier out of the high school, the 18-year-old who buys tobacco products for the younger kids. Most 14 to 17-year-olds don't have 21-year-olds in their social circle to purchase tobacco products for them. It's just so much easier to never start to smoke than it is to quit. We all know how difficult it is to quit smoking.
The proposal, which is yet to be approved by the House, would not have state criminal penalties for those under 18, but would penalize those who sell tobacco products. That's a problem, says Victoria Vasconcelos, president of the Smoke-Free Alternatives Coalition of Illinois.
These kids are getting it from a black market, and once you remove all penalties, it's going to be a boon for the black market. An 18-year-old will just hop in their car, go up to Wisconsin, fill their trunk with smokes, and now these kids have nothing to fear because the penalties have all been removed.
The measure would take a segment of business away from Illinois, she and others argue. But the bill's initial sponsor, State Senator Julie Morrison of Deerfield, disagrees.
I believe that the people who are selling the products are the ones that we need to make sure are following the law. We do not need to have 14-year-olds who are just acting like teenagers end up with criminal records.
One of the organizations brought on board to the Tobacco 21 movement is a group of retired military generals who say they've joined because of the benefits of having a healthy military. One of them is General Jay Sheedy of Pawnee.
What's the difference between 18 and 21? Well, there's a huge difference between 18 and 21 because a lot of the formative things that that young people do happen in that time period or the time period coming up to that. And, so it's just our belief that if we do, this is a way to discourage tobacco use.
Morrison says there are also fiscal reasons to take into account.
This year, we're anticipating $2 billion will be spent. That's a billion. $2 billion will be spent on diseases in Illinois from Medicaid funding that are directly related to smoking. This is a place that we can absolutely start to change the trend and get a grip on the funding there for...
It is estimated that the measure could cost the state between $41 million and $48 million per year in lost sales tax and cigarette tax money. Currently, dozens of Illinois municipalities ban the sale of tobacco products to people under 21, including Chicago. A new rule bumping the smoking age up to 21 took effect in Peoria a few weeks ago. It's yet to be seen if that rule will become the law of the land across Illinois. I'm Maureen McKinney.